From Tidbits on February 18th, 2013, this is Apple Tweaks MacBook Specs and Prices, written by Adam Seangst. In a cut-and-dried press release, Apple announced it has made a variety of minor CPU, RAM, and pricing adjustments to the MacBook Pro and MacBook Air lines. 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display. Apple's smallest Retina-enabled MacBook Pro previously cost $1,699 and $1,999 for flash storage amounts of 128GB and 256GB and a 2.5GHz dual-core Intel Core i5 processor. Now the 128GB configuration retains the 2.5GHz CPU, but drops $200 in price to $1,499, whereas the 256GB configuration gets a 2.6GHz CPU and drops $300 to $1,699. The 256GB model also gains a build-to-order option of a 3.0GHz processor, whereas the 128GB model retains its 2.9GHz option. 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display. On the larger end of the MacBook Pro model line, pricing remains the same, with the base model with 256GB of flash storage listing for $2,199, but gaining a 2.4GHz quad-core Intel Core i7 processor in favor of the previous 2.3GHz CPU. The higher-end 256GB model also jumps from a 2.6GHz Intel Core i7 to a 2.7GHz version for the same price, but it doubles the RAM to 16GB as well. There is now just one standard configuration of the non-Retina 15-inch MacBook Pro, a 2.3GHz quad-core Intel Core i7 with 4GB of RAM and a 500GB hard drive for $1,799. You can change those specs during checkout to match the previously offered higher-end configuration, so offering just one pre-configured option is just a matter of marketing. However, the non-Retina 15-inch model lets you substitute a high-resolution 1680x1050 anti-glare screen for the normal 1440x900 glossy screen for an additional $100. It's the last Apple laptop model that still offers what many people believe is an essential option. 13-inch MacBook Air. Lastly, the larger MacBook Air model with 256GB of flash storage retains the same specs, but drops $100 in price from $1,499 to $1,399. Why lower prices? It's a little unusual for Apple to drop prices midstream like this. The company generally prefers to improve a model's specs while keeping the price the same, and presumably improving the margin a little in the process. We could speculate about Apple wanting to goose sales a little to bolster Wall Street perceptions, but honestly, it's hard for that to be anything more than a wild guess. It's equally likely the cost of 13-inch Retina displays has dropped significantly since the price was initially determined, and Apple felt it would be helpful to pass on the savings in the form of lower prices. That, along with lower flash storage and RAM costs, might account for some of the other changes as well. It is a little interesting the non-Retina models of the MacBook Pro saw no changes, and the MacBook Air line remained untouched at a technical level as well. Regardless, there's no question the improved specs and lower prices are welcome. They make Apple's already attractive laptop line all the more compelling. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and I'm pretty fond of my 13-inch MacBook Air, so I'm not too sad to see all these wonderful changes appearing in the MacBook Pro line, but if you're more of a MacBook Pro kind of person, hey, now's the time.